18 degrees, WWIB, time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Our friend Jason Kanz. Day job is neuropsychologist at Marshfield Clinic, but his first job is to, stumble out of bed and join us. Good morning.
Yeah, you get my best time of the day.
Yeah.
Early on.
Yeah, I had that thought. I think I try to do a lot of days, like this morning, I try to do like 20 push-ups or more before I head off, and sometimes it's just mustering the energy, but I kind of take it as a test. And driving in this morning, I thought, you know, this is the time to work out. You got more energy, but, you know, later on, kind of leaves you.
Yeah, I don't know if I could eat 20 push-ups at one time.
No, I wasn't.
Or did you mean the exercise?
Yeah, I meant the exercise. Yeah, thank you for that.
Yes, yes, indeed.
All right, good humor. Well, let's see. I saw somebody. I was at the Hope Night at the Lismore last night for a while, and saw somebody I think I hadn't seen in 25 years. And I think that Jerry had said, "Boy, you even look like you're getting older." I'm like, "Yeah, you know, the Dick Clark juice only lasts so long, you know." So,
right, unless you're actually Dick Clark.
Yeah,
that's true.
But I told you at my high school reunion. I mean, a friend of mine's like, "Halvo, you don't look like you've changed." So that's a compliment.
That's an encouragement. My cousin Rachel just was supposed to have her 35th reunion, and I saw some pictures from that, and that was the class that was 3 years ahead of me, and I actually didn't recognize several of the people in there because it's been so long.
Well, I think one of the advantages, it was just occurring to me in this new thought, one of the advantages of baldness, which you enjoy, is the fact that it's not like you have graying hair that people can spot,
correct.
You know?
That's true. That is true. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for seeing the positive in that.
You're welcome.
Glass half full.
You're welcome. Hey, something else. We're going to switch to the Friends theme because I've been taking in, especially, I guess, off Facebook, just a different Matthew Perry information. And I want to check out his book. And apparently he wrote a play, too, that deals with addiction and recovery. And I'd love to check that out. Maybe somebody could perform that in the Chippewa Valley. But I was really struck by, he talked about at the reunion of recognizing, just appreciating it. He felt like more than even the others. And he said, because he realized what he had, and he meant the friendships. And I pondered, I know at least in the last season, they were, each one of them was paid $1 million an episode. Now, for the rest of us, we're like, wow. But I just didn't really sense, I mean, if you look at his life, like that wasn't the highlight, right? It was this, the friendship. And it made me even think in terms of, you know, what we enjoy and kind of spill over on the radio is just value. You know, what do we champion? Relationship.
Right. Absolutely. 100%. Yeah, that, you know, that $1 million an episode wouldn't buy the friendships that he had. And so it's good for him to be able to name that.
Yeah. And again, what's the opposite of addiction? Connection.
Yes.
So.
Indeed. For sure.
All
absolutely.
Right. Folks, that's why we call it the best 5 minutes of the day. There's whatever is said between now and nine isn't going to be better than that. So,
correct. That's correct.
All right, I'm going
to
shut off my mic.
People need to get up and show up.
I'm going to just go to the Y then. I'm just going to go work. All right, what do you got? Well, we got Mark 4, 26 through 29 today.
I thought it was Mark 4, 30 to 34.
I was just checking you. Go ahead.
All right. Jesus said, "How can I describe the kingdom of God? What story should I use to illustrate it? It is like a mustard seed planted in the ground. It is the smallest of all seeds, but it becomes the largest of all garden plants. It grows long branches, and birds can make nests in its shade." Jesus used many similar stories and illustrations to teach the people as much as they could understand. In fact, in his public ministry, he never taught without using parables, but afterward, when he was alone with his disciples, he explained everything to them.
Hmm. All right. And before I read your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, on those five verses, it occurs to me the wide range we have with this show, going from Mr. Rogers to the Friends theme. So,
correct.
But here we go. Using another agricultural metaphor, Jesus compared my kingdom with a tiny mustard seed. He said it was the smallest, which is technically not true, but remember, he was painting word pictures to reveal biblical realities. My son's point was that this tiny seed grows exponentially, taking over the garden, just like my kingdom does. He drew crowds with his stories, but he saved the explanations for his apprentices. Oh, I like the use of the word apprentice, by the way.
Yeah, you know, I think it's this, one of the things we see so beautifully in Jesus is that he wasn't just teaching doctrine, right? I mean, he was connecting with people right where they were at. He was telling stories. He was using imagery that they would understand in their day-to-day life. And I think that's partly what it means to walk alongside or to disciple or to apprentice one another.
So the mustard seed's not the smallest?
Yeah, I mean, technically there are smaller seeds that are out there. But I'm guessing the people at the time would have said, this is the small seed, but it also grows into this massive, massive tree, right? I mean, it's this huge bush that it grows into, and that's the important thing. So,
amen. All right, brother. Yep. I love you. Have a good day. We'll do it again
tomorrow.
Love
you, too. Talk to you later. You know.
All right, to birthdays we go, and to the listener line, indeed. And topping off the birthdays, Matthew Reese turning 23 today, November 1st. Happy birthday, Matthew. Both he and his brother, I guess, recently got married, so it'll make it an extra special birthday, I'm sure. First one married. Happy birthday, Matthew. You are known and loved and appreciated by many. Also, sharing this as a birthday today include former statewide candidate on the Republican side in a couple of different races, Kevin Nicholson, Greg Mandigo. With a birthday today, Mike Matthews. Actually, just saw Mike over the weekend. He formerly of the Chippewa Valley, living actually in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on staff in kind of the educational technology sector at Oral Roberts University. We sat down and recorded a bit. I don't know if we'll have that later this morning or maybe tomorrow, but we'll get that sometime soon. Our short visit with Mike and Elizabeth Lehner. Turning 22 today. Happy birthday, Elizabeth. Also, those folks share this as a birthday, November 1st, with the likes of Apple CEO Tim Cook, 63 today. Toni Collette from Little Miss Sunshine is 51. Jenny McCarthy, 51. Matt Jones from Breaking Bad is 40. Natalia Tina of the Harry Potter films, 39. Penn Badgley from Gossip Girl, 37. Kaylee Bryant is 26. And Alex Wolf, Spencer in the Jumanji films, is 26. Our promise of the day, Psalm 145, verse 9. I'm tenderhearted towards all that I have made. So good, it's worth repeating. I am tenderhearted towards all that I have made. That's good news. And, hey, we got a moment here to share some of Barry Adams' short devotional. He says, the NLT says this verse this way. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. Barry says, what a loving father we have. He's good and kind and compassionate to all that he has made. Barry says he's heard it said that God is the nicest person in the universe. Every day he showers his compassion on us without many of us even aware of his tender mercies. All right. There's two more paragraphs of the Devo. Go check it out at 365promises.com. Also, kicking off November, Michelle Toombs, a CCM artist whose music we've played from days gone by, turning 52 today. Happy birthday, Michelle. One of her better-known tunes right here. Heaven Will Be Near Me, WWIV, 19 degrees. Good morning. Well, it is November 1st, and it happened on this day in history in 1800. 123 years ago, U.S. President John Adams became the first president of the United States to live in the Executive Mansion, later renamed, you got it, the White House. Also on this day in the United States, the Weather Bureau, later renamed the National Weather Service, made its first official meteorological forecast. More on Today in History with Dawson after 2:45 on The Drive. Today is a lot of things, and we'll see if we have any time after Win It Wednesday unfolds with trivia. If you guys can solve the contest, if Caleb and I can take a segment to tell you all the things being commemorated during this month of November. Today, however, is All Saints Day, remembering those brothers and sisters of the Lord who have passed. There are many of them. I think about my grandma, Evelyn, who passed June 18th, 2001. My dad, July 11th, 2006, nearest and dearest to me. But maybe you think about and remember some special to you as well. All Saints Day, it's Eat Smart Day, Extra Mile Day. It's a day to give up your shoulds. Scented candles get their own day, as does stress awareness, authors, calzones. Also, cinnamon day. It's a day to enjoy some deep-fried clams. It's go cook for your pets day. Well, la-dee-da. Vinegar has its own day, as does the Prime Meridian, and it's World Vegan Day. The number today, 10,000. That's the temperature in Fahrenheit degrees of the sun's surface. Yeah, 10,000 degrees.
Hi. Hi, this is Randy from Eau Claire, and I just wanted to express appreciation. Happy 50th birthday, WWIB. You are such a wonderful light in the valley and family for so many, and just the ways you reach out and help us all reach out with compassion to those in need. So just very grateful for you all. I'll be sending my partner pledge, and God bless you. I think back to Warren and Mabel Louise, too, and Mabel Louise still hanging in there. What a blessing they are.
Hello, this message is for October Connect Month. Our family is from Hawkins, Wisconsin. This is Jerron Sabuck family. We have been listening to WWIB for the last 50 years, our whole family, three different generations. We remember in Cornell, Wisconsin, when Rod Larson was over there. We visited the station there long ago, all the way with Steve Snyder and all the DJs to the present day. Congratulations on 50 years, and we look forward to many, many more years of listening to 103.7 WWIB. You are a great blessing to everyone in the whole world. We truly appreciate WWIB and the blessed ministry that you broadcast every day. You are a true blessing to us all. Thank you very much for 50 years, and congratulations from the Ron Sabuck family from Hawkins, Wisconsin.
Win a Wednesday of the WIB Wake Up Show, continuing on from yesterday with our challenging question.
Yes, so this was Tuesday trivia, and our question was this: Americans spend over $2 billion a year on what? Americans spend over $2 billion a year on this. What could it be? 715-723-2555. A couple nice prizes have them.
Yeah, I've got the Stars Go Dim Thank God hat here. It's an auto trucker hat. And also, we've got the Pat Barrett self-titled CD with some of his great songs like Build My Life and The Way.
And we're into Thanksgiving month, too. And I think this hat ties in very nicely with Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. We posted a picture of it in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. So we're going to go through all of these incorrect answers so far just to help you out. So Americans spend over $2 billion annually on this. It's not deodorant, not Halloween, not credit card debt for Christmas, not bad breath, coffee, groceries, alcohol, toilet paper, tattoos, or pet-related items. It's not fast food, vehicles, cable or streaming services, daycare, weight loss, sports footwear, gasoline, or fresh Christmas trees. It is not tickets to sporting events, hats and mittens, candy, cell phones, tablets, or computers, not travel costs for Thanksgiving, not Christmas lights, not missions, not fireworks, not snow and ice removal. But were we going to give a little clue?
Yeah, we sure can. I think we should, yeah.
So I think the clue that Havel had come up with is, in all of those wrong answers yesterday, there was one that was actually nudging the correct answer. So do with that what you will. In all of those incorrect answers, there was actually one that was actually getting there.
All right, so it's not much of a clue, but it's something.
It's something. We're just super generous.
Yeah.
715-723-2555. Everybody thinks they know already. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony.
You usually bat leadoff lately. Good morning.
Bubblegum.
Bubblegum. Do we spend $2 billion on bubblegum? What's your favorite kind of bubblegum, Tony?
Oh, I don't know all that. Wintergreen, I guess, or spearmint, maybe.
That's a good kind. I always liked the 6-foot roll of bubblegum when I was a kid, too.
There you go.
Is that what we are looking for? Is it $2 billion spent by Americans on bubblegum?
Sorry, Tony.
It is not. Tony, thank you. Call us back, 715-723-2555. But lots more folks want to get in. Good morning. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Christy from Chautauqua.
Hey, hi, Christy.
Hi, guys. It's really cold out here this morning. But anyway, I wanted to say the food for Thanksgiving, the feast.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
$2 billion on Thanksgiving, on the Thanksgiving table, all your prep and meal items for it. Is that what we were looking for? $2 billion on the Thanksgiving meal. Christy from Chautauqua. We couldn't warm you
up. Good try. Okay. Sorry, right, Christy.
Call us back, 715-723-2555. Always good to hear from Barron County, 715-723-2555. What could it be? Again, Americans spend over $2 billion a year on this. On what? We've got the two prizes, the CD and the cap that says Thank God from Stars Go Dim for you. Let's go back here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Tony got back through. What do you think, Tony?
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses. $2 billion on sunglasses. And I can kind of understand that because I've looked and it's like, wow, apparently I'm buying really, really cheap sunglasses.
Yeah, you can spend quite a bit. Uh-huh.
Is it sunglasses, Alvo?
It's not.
It's not sunglasses. Thank you, Tony. We've got time for a couple more guesses here. 715-723-2555, 723-2555.
You might think this morning, as we're awaiting a caller, you might think, well, could it be like a scraper for the windshield? Because, hey, that's something, give yourself a little extra time to use this morning, and it's not scrapers either.
I should have given myself a little extra time. Good morning. You're on the air on WWIB with Caleb and Halvo. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Ryan. I'm from Menominee.
Hey, Ryan.
How's it going today?
Pretty good. We're feeling warmer because we're in the studio here, and it's cozy. What do you think?
I'm thinking Christmas.
You're thinking Christmas. Is it just Christmas spending in general? We've had credit card debt for Christmas as a guest. We've had Christmas lights, Christmas trees. But you're thinking all together, just Christmas spending, $2 billion. Alvo?
Yep.
Sorry, Ryan. That's not it.
Thank you for calling from Menominee. Shout out to Dunn County. Ryan, all right. So one more guess here. Which line should we pick? How about this one? Good morning. What is your name and where are you calling from on this chilly Win It Wednesday?
Hi, this is Courtney from Rice Lake.
Hey, Courtney, what do you think?
I think it's self-care, like maybe massages or pedicures.
Sure. $2 billion on self-care every year annually. Do we spend $2 billion on that?
Sorry, Courtney.
Thank you, Courtney from Rice Lake. All right, we're going to give this another shot. We wanted to give somebody a hallelujah feeling for making them a winner right away, Havel, but not yet.
All right.
Wednesday.
We wake up show, 1st of November.
So, Tuesday Trivia is where we started with this question, Halvo, and we've got a couple very nice prizes to give away. We didn't get a winner yet, but we're pondering on another clue to try to make this a little bit easier.
Right, we want to try to narrow this a little bit, right? You start off with the drive, and then you want to get kind of a chip shot. We've got a Thank God hat, Stars Go Dim. Their new song is called Thank God. It's Thanksgiving month. This would be a great time to win and wear this hat. And Pat Barrett's self-titled CD.
So our question is this. Americans spend over $2 billion with a B. Americans spend over $2 billion annually on this. Over $2 billion a year on what?
Uh-huh.
And we gave you all the incorrect answers before.
Yeah.
And we mentioned that it was very closely related to one of those incorrect answers. The number to call, by the way, is 715-723-2555. Should I just go for this and kind of say what we're talking about?
Yeah.
So, take this as you will, but this is a purchase that you would probably make very soon after another purchase. It's kind of related to the other purchase. And so when you make a certain purchase, you probably would make this purchase very soon after.
You don't go out and just buy this. You buy this because you bought something else.
Yes. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name and where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
This is Kimmy from Colfax.
And go ahead. What do you think?
What was the clue that you gave?
Well, so we said the clue is that this is kind of a purchase that you would make right after another purchase, very possibly. This is something that if you purchase one item, you very likely would purchase this as well. So see if that helps you at all.
Kind of. But I'm going to say like mouthwash or... Buy that after toothpaste.
Okay, sure. I think we had bad breath related items guessed yesterday, so we'll give you a bonus guess. Go ahead if you want. I think you're thinking along the right lines though of things that kind of would be in pairs.
Yeah. How about socks?
Uh-huh. Is it socks, Havo?
You buy socks because you bought shoes, but that's not it.
Not socks. Thank you. Call us back. The line's open at 715-723-2555. No, it's not. Now there's a lot of other people calling. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Julie from Rice Lake.
Julie, what do you think?
Wrapping paper.
Wrapping paper.
Yeah, because you bought a present, you got to buy some wrapping paper.
Good thought process.
Not it, though.
But not what we're looking for. Thank you, Julie, from Ice Lake. Call back. Wow, I can't even say the name of my own town today. It is chilly.
It's cold.
715-723-2555. Good morning. Win It Wednesday. Caleb and Halva with you on the WIB Wake Up Show. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Courtney from Rice Lake. Is it a warranty?
Is it a warranty? Oh, good thinking, Courtney. Yep. We just bought a fridge from Amundsen's Appliance, and yes, we got the warranty with it as well.
Yep, you get that main item. The warranty, is that it? Sorry.
No, it's not. But in a way, would you say in a way, Courtney's kind of tracking in the right direction?
Yeah.
Because of what a warranty does for the item that you purchase? I don't know. I don't want to lead people on a rabbit trail here, but... Yeah, in a way. Uh-huh. Again, you guys are thinking well here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cadott. My name is Monica.
Monica from Cadott. Go ahead. What do you think?
Okay, my guess would be... What's this? Okay, how about underwear?
Is it underwear? I mean, we've had socks. I mean, socks are, you know, good Christmas presents, right? Is it the undergarments? It is not. Thank you. Monica, call back. 715-723-2555.
Okay.
We have time for, let's do two more guesses.
All right, two more.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie and Oliva.
Hey, Julie, what do you think?
I was going to guess, cell phone accessories, like cases and, charges and things of that nature.
Well, I mean, because again, cell phone, you buy a cell phone. I know, you know, whenever I've got a cell phone, it's like, man, I've got to protect that thing, right? You know, and is it cell phone cases? Do we spend over $2 billion a year on cell phone cases?
Yes, we do. You're a winner.
How do you feel that you solved the question that tons of other people could not?
Lucky, I guess. I tried yesterday and I had it wrong.
So. Julie, great job.
Julie and I go to church together at Valley Brook. So anyhow, I will bring your goodies to church for you and you can wear your thank God hat. What? There you go.
Okay, thank you so much.
There you go. Thank you so much. Yes, friends, we spend over $2 billion a year on what? On cell phone cases, and hopefully that makes sense, the clues we were trying to give. And yes, it protects the cell phone, sort of like a warranty protects your appliance purchase. Hopefully that makes sense. It was a bit of an unusual trivia, just like this song from Franny B.
The WIB Wake Up Show on this 1st of November. I don't know, Caleb, it's just nice to get a clean slate, isn't it?
Yeah, so we start a new month here. And again, we talked about some of those new gift offers at WWIB.com. And last 2 months of the year already, 2023 has just flown by.
And let's face it, I mean, Thanksgiving, a favorite holiday. I mean, it's just, how can you not love a holiday that's about thanks, right?
Indeed. And maybe we need a little bit more focus on that.
We do. All right. Well, let's talk about some of the other things besides the obvious one of Thanksgiving. November is also Movember month, so move.
There you go. November is American Diabetes Awareness Month as well.
Yeah, for those people who love to fly, it's Aviation Month.
It is also National Adoption Month. I know that's very close to your heart.
For sure. It is National Alzheimer's Awareness Month.
It is National Georgia Pecan Month. I'm going to go with pecan because I'm from Wisconsin. But the good ones are from Georgia.
Oh, boy. Gets me thinking about pecan pie, Caleb.
Indeed.
It is National Novel Writing Month.
Finally start that novel. You've had that idea for it. This is the month to write it. It's Vegan Month as well.
It is National Fun with Fondue Month.
Don't just have it. Have fun with it. It is National Peanut Butter Lovers Month, which is, just wonderful to celebrate.
Fantastic. George Washington Carver, right? It is National Pepper Month.
Yes, please. Also National Stuffing Month. Makes sense.
And it's National Raisin Bread Month.
I hear, and see a lot of comfort foods in there.
I know.
As the weather starts getting a little colder.
Terrific. I love so many of those.
There you go. Things to celebrate here in November. The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB.
Well, happy birthday to the like button. It turns 18 today. Well, this month, I guess.
And what's interesting about this, in reading through this a little bit more, You just kind of assume because it's so ubiquitous there that the like button was a Facebook invention, but no, it's something that they copped from someone else.
Yeah, of all the websites that currently feature the social media stamp of approval, the ubiquitous thumbs up originated on the video sharing service Vimeo.
Huh. The Facebook like button was first enabled, if you're curious, on February 9th, 2009.
Interestingly.
Graduated college.
The original name for the Facebook like button was the awesome button.
Awesome.
It kind of calmed it down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, how about just like?
Yeah, I mean, and again, we all know there's kind of the courtesy like, too, where it's like, okay, I should make sure.
Right.
It's a cute picture of your kids, and now that I saw it, I know it'll make you feel good if there's a like. I mean, because again, and we were talking about this off the air, I can feel the same way. It's like if you post something, if you get likes on it or certain people like it too, it just makes you feel a little bit better about it. Maybe we shouldn't put so much stock in likes, but yeah. So I try to be generous with the likes.
There's the big numbers of likes, and then there's just kind of between you and another person, like, oh, I posted that. Oh, they didn't like it. And then you're like,
then you start wondering,
right, I need to get paranoid.
Like me?
Exactly.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. And of course, there's so many great videos where it's like Facebook in real life where you just give people a thumbs up on the street or come up to a random stranger and show them a picture of what you're eating. So, yeah.
Right.
Good times. Yeah. 18 years ago this month, the like button becomes an adult.